It is time for week six NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here. Last week, we had Ben go 2-1. Pretty impressive, my friend. Brad and I both at 1-2 last week. So overall standings, Ben, you're at 10-5. And then we have Brad at 9-6, and I'm at 8-7. We're all over 500. I mean, that's something. All right. Well, this week, the Raiders on a bye after a big victory over the Chiefs. So
yeah, I was happy to be wrong on that one. Incredible. Holy moly.
Absolutely. And they deserve a little bit of rest. Hopefully get some people back by the next week. So Raiders resting, taking their bye, and we will go for the Niner game, which is on Sunday Night Football. The Rams coming to Levi's, the 4-1 Rams, to take on the 2-3 49ers. At Levi's, Niners wearing their all white throwbacks, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if that means anything, but Brad, what do you think?
Well, I was going to sort of read off the injured list for the Niners, and not even necessarily the guys that are on the injury report, but the actual out / injured reserve list. But I realized A, how short the segment is, and B, I'm tired of hearing from most of the other teams in the league how hurt they all are. It's incredible.
Yeah.
That having been said, the Niners also aren't playing very well with the guys that are still top-tier starters. Garoppolo was obviously bad last week. He was not healthy, and I think you can chalk that up about 90% to that. The other 10% is because the interior offensive line has bad. And guess what? Aaron Donald is coming to town. I do not see a scenario in which you can back the 49ers here. They went from being 3.5-point favorites to 3.5-point dogs. That's an enormous swing in an NFL game. The Rams are playing well. They defend the pass really well. They're not great against the run. So I think you're going to see the Niners hammer the run in this game and try and keep the offense off the field. Sean McVay's having a little bit of a comeback year in terms of the play calling on it. The Rams look good, and I'm still picking the Niners. Screw it.
Nice.
Just kidding. I'm going Rams. It just doesn't make any sense to back a team that's having all kinds of injury troubles. There have been some weird coaching decisions the last couple of weeks. It's going to take another 2 weeks for that offensive line to gel, which is scary considering the stretch they're going in now. But I'm taking the Rams in the game for real.
Yeah, you know, after the breakdown of, you know, obviously you can, you know, everyone's pointing to how Jimmy G is not the quarterback. And I think that's just a bunch of hullabaloo. He is clearly the guy. He has the talent. You could just tell, you know, and Brad, I was at your house watching the game. And when he at halftime and you go, look at that. I don't see him making a huge recovery between now and or then and now. So you have to go with the Rams. You have to go, you know, both teams have top five defenses, and the Rams are just, they have the swagger right now. Until the Niners can prove me otherwise, I have to go against them in this kind of matchup. It's got to be the Rams, LA, Dave.
Well, to separate myself, I am going with the 49ers.
What a shock.
I know.
A departure from operating procedure for Daniel Wright.
That's right.
I don't think against the Niners since Jimmy Garoppolo joined the team.
That's probably true.
On the Niners with you.
I'm going to go with the Niners for a couple of reasons. You're all right. I mean, there's no reason to pick them at all. But for separation's sake and, you know, in our standings, and I feel like they need to kind of come back on a national stage. They laid an egg the last time they were on Sunday Night Football just 2 weeks ago. There's a whole thing here where they have to win. They have to win this game in the division against a good team. They have to stay afloat. The Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan rivalry is in full effect. I think you're going to see a lot of Raheem Mostert and a lot of McKinnon, and they're going to squeak it out somehow. That's my guess.
And don't forget primetime. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, when the lights go on, the mood changes very quickly at nighttime, especially in that stadium.
Especially in the all whites, baby. Come on.
It's hard to imagine a team coming off a Super Bowl, even with the injury list as expansive as it is, going 0-4 at home to start the season. That feels crazy.
It does. It really does. I don't know. It just seems like there's going to be a turnaround. I was hoping it was last week, not this week, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll do the wild card picks coming up next.